When we did get some play, that game moved rapidly forward.
It did. Obviously, with the weather around that we had, it was quite a tricky pitch. There was just a little bit of seam movement. So it was hard to bat on for both teams. With our, as you'd call it, undepleted team, it was always going to be tough. So, to get out of that with a draw, I think, is a reasonable result for us.
In what happened today, was 204 first innings that they got. Was that a reasonable score, maybe a fraction too much?
Yeah, I'd say so. Jimmy dropped Simpson when they were about probably 160, maybe. You take that out, you're looking at, he probably could have bowled him out for 170, so that was probably average score. And then what do we scrape to? 146, is it?
Yeah, 36 so, overs.
20 more would have probably been a decent total on there.
5 wickets for Fidel Edwards. I mean, how good's that?
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he? And at the start, I probably thought that pitch wouldn't have suited him. So, he found a way. The ball was swinging, so he pitched it up and tried to swing it, and he couldn't get the ball out of his hand. It was great. It's his first 5 for a couple of years, so really pleased for him.
As you say, bowled out for 146. It did look difficult, didn't it, when both sides batted?
Absolutely. We had some youngsters in there, really, and against sort of a test match attack was, I thought, there was some good stuff. There was some good stuff in there, some positives, so that's encouraging.
Joe Weatherly, almost a runner ball 35, batted well there.
He looked fantastic. He's got a few 30s now. I think, that's his next challenge. Think about, why is he getting out in the 30s? I think he made a few for Kent as well, so... that'll be his next challenge. But with that intent, I think he plays better when he's got that positive intent, which he did have today. I think he learned a lesson last week, got bowled, sort of being negative. I think he realised that I need to show a bit more intent, and he played beautifully.
OK, so you trailed by 58 runs on the first innings. There was still something like 40 overs left in the game. Were you worried at one stage that Middlesex might just have a little dart there?
Yeah, absolutely. I said to lads, we'd go out there and we'd bowl like it's a one-day game. Give them nothing, just keep it tight for 10 overs and we'll get an indication of what they're thinking as well. So we weren't quite sure, but you can't risk anything. I've seen most things happen in cricket. So, we just wanted to keep it tight for 10 overs and just see what they were trying to do, maybe chip away. We thought if they did come hard, we'd have a chance for us to get wickets as well and maybe bowl them out for a very low score. But I think, I think both teams are quite happy with to get the 5 points to get for a draw.
Yeah, I mean, the way things are looking, you're about 12 points above relegation, even though you'll probably be about third come tonight still.
No, it's. I think we knew at the start of the year it was going to be a bun fight at the end, so, and it's turning out exactly that. So, every point at the moment is crucial. That's how we're looking at it. And